Okay, man, we're gonna update the PO since he's already there.
You gonna update what?
The PO.
What is it?
Can you hold? Can you hold?
Yes, ma'am. Hello. Well, you wait till I talk to the insurance folks in the morning. I don't even want to talk to folks. I want to talk to customers. The rep. Hello? Hello? I ain't never seen this like this insurance company right here before. Just never. And I'm gonna put it on day behind in the morning. Hello? Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to redispatch the ticket, so can you please give me the correct address of where the vehicle is at, ma'am?
Ma'am, the man has came and got me, ma'am. I'm already to my destination. My thing was, y'all told the people the wrong, y'all told the tow truck driver the wrong address from where I was from the gate. I didn't know where I was, so GPS, the lady GPSed it. Okay, she called me back, gave me a price. I was a mile over, so I'm expecting to pay this price that she gave me. When the tow truck driver got there, y'all gave him the wrong address, so he had to find us. By him having to find us, he ended up charging me $30 additional to the $4 that I was quoting. And I want my $30 back. Now that you understand the problem, ma'am. Hello, miss.
Can you hold, please?
Oh, God, this is aggravating.
So, ma'am, did you pay him? I'm asking.
Yes, I paid
she
him with my debit card, ma'am. Yes, I did.
Okay, ma'am, you're going to have to take that up with customer service.
Give me the number, ma'am.
What you say, ma'am?
Can I have the number, please? To customer service?
Okay, ma'am. Can you hold? I'm going to give it to you.
Yes. Hello.
What's the name? It's the number is 888.
Uh-huh.
9327.
Okay. Do I have a number to give them or something so they know what I'm talking about? Like a report number or something?
Okay, I'm going to give you this number, 103.
Uh-huh.
10
841.
841,
okay.
That's the dispatch ID.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.